Gemara, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Let us start from the Gemara. V'sover Rabbi Yosi Ein Breire. He says the Gemara is asking a stira in Rabbi Yosi. In the Bereise of Alekeach Yain Mibein Hakusim. So we heard Rabbi Yosi is one of the Yisrim. Rabbi Yosi holds he's not permitted to say Shnei Lugim Shani Osid Lahafrish. Harei hein trume, because the Gemara held the Thomas because he holds ein breire. The sova Rabbi Yosi ein breire, was anje, or was nan, Rabbi Yosi oimer, shtei noshim shelokru eskineihen be'erup, if two women purchased the kanim, both of them are mechusari kapore, they need, each one needs a kan for an oilon echatos, Shelokru eskinehen be'erov. So they purchased their kanim b'shutfis. That means they went, when they purchased it directly, they there was money b'shutfis, and they purchased the kanim b'shutfis. Oy shenosnu d'mei kinehem l'koyin. Eizehu sheyirtze koyin yakriv oylo. So whatever the Kohen wants to be makre for an oiler, can be makre for an oiler. He could take one whole can and be makre of both of these kinim for, both of these oifes, an oiler for Rochel and an oiler for Leia, and the other can, a chatos for Rochel and a chatos for Leia. So let us see Rashi again, what is the kasha? Be'erov b'shutfes. The money was given b'shutfes. Le'eze min hakinim sheyirtze. Beza predeis yakriv oilois l'shtei anoshim. Beskana acheres yakriv shteim chatois l'shtei anoshim. V'chol shkein. He doesn't have to do this. In bol lechalek kol kan v'kan. Preda lo'ilo preda lechatos. Is also the shapadom. That's ikhe good. But the chiddush is he can take one whole kan. And this is kula yoylo. But what is the rai? The rai is as follows. Alma midika oma shemuta likach kinehem be'eruf. The vial, the kinim were purchased be'eruf. That means when we look at these oifes, we don't know which oif belongs to who. It was purchased b'shutfes. The meaning, Michlal de Yesh Breire, so weiss doch ois, that Rabbi Yosi holds Breire. The meaning, Huvror Hadovo, Shezu Hapredo, Shehikrev Lishmo Shelzu, Shelohi. The Shame Bailem Beina. So we see from this, that if this helps, that means the money was given Bishutfis. Which oif is Rochel's, which oif is Leah's? Bishas Kinyan, they did not specify which one, since the money was Bishutfis, so they did not specify which oif will go to who. So Al Kolchoch, how does it work? So Al Kolchoch, it works that whatever the Kohen will decide that this oif should be for Rochel, so Adaita Dohoche, this oif was sold. So the chalois, the birur advarim, who was kind of which oif, will be nisbara later. So the birur is totally in the dot. Whatever the kind will decide, will say, so that chalois was chalbish. The chalois has to be chalbish askinyan. When they gave the money, then has to be mevura which oif each one was kind of. But we say the birur will be later when the kohen will decide. So it's the giving money now and the kohen now, but which one were they kohen? Whatever the kohen will decide, that oif I was kohen. So that's totally in breire. Mechlal de yesh breire, damrinen huver hadovo, shezu ha-preido shehikriv lishmo shelzu shelohi. That this preide belongs to Rochel. The shame bailim boinon, because if he's not mevara, If it's working without Breire, and we don't know, Bechlal, that the oif, let us say, he is taking this oif, and he's makrev it for Rochel. And if we not, if there's no din of Breire, so could be the oif that he's being makrev for Rochel, this is Leah's oif. And if he's makrev it for Rochel, take the chnit. Why? The shame by Limbaina, and you can't take Leah's oif to be makrev for Rochel. The Embreire, if we hold the Embreire, and we say it's not Mavur, that the oif he's taking for Rochel is really Rochel's, Ikele mei mechatos v'oilo shehikriv lo loisha lohoyu. If we do not hold the Embreire, so then we can be chayish, that could be the chatos v'oilo that he was makriv for Rochel is not really Rochel's. Elo shel chavoto. So he's taking Leah's korban and being makrevit for Rochel. So what happens if you take Leah's korban and you makrevit shaloi l'shem baylim? V'korban ha-korev b'shinui baylim kaimlom b'psochim b'zvorim da'eini oilo l'baylim. It is not oilo l'baylim l'shem choyva. So how could Rabbi Yossi say l'chatchile shtei noshim Shalokras kinem be'erev, so memela the koyin decides. If we hold the embreire, so comes out that layit is not yoitza hachiv korban, because the koyin had in zinin to be makrib this for Rochel. And if the koyin can be mevarer, that this is Rochel's korban, because we hold the embreire, so it can't help for layit, because there was a shini bailim. V'choshkein bechatos shaloi lishmo. Achatos, that's on the oila. So the oila, even though it'll be a kosher korban, Leah's will be a kosher korban, even though the kain is mechavim for Rochel, but it's oila l'shem chayve. The chatos will be posel, because that's the halacha by achatos, shaloi l'shem korban, or shaloi l'shem bailim, legamri mifsele. Ukviya Hashem Bailim, the Kviya, who the Bailim is, ain't a totally bekoyin. The Koyin can't decide this. That means this has to be Nizbara. And if it was purchased Bishutvis, and you don't hold Breire, the Koyin can't decide that he's being makriv this for Rochel if we hold Ein Breire. So since Rabbi Yossi says that this is good, so we see Rabbi Yossi holds Yesh Breire. Enver the Gemore, let us about learn Rashi's Pshat, Kshehisnu. So the Gemore says that it's no Kashe, Omar Rabbe Hosom Kshehisnu. So Rashi says, what is Pshat Kshehisnu? Hanoshim Beinayim. The Noshim made a Tanai, Shekol Mi Sheyakriv Hakoyin Lishmo Yehei Shelo. Whoever the Kohen will decide to be makrif for, this will be hers. Now, we have to understand what is pshat in the Gemara's Teretz. If we are saying that it was purchased b'shutfis, so b'shas kinyin, there wasn't any birr which oif rochel was koine. So what's the Teretz k'shehisnu anoshim b'neim? Whatever the Kohen will decide, that'll be hers. No, that's why the problem of Breire. And this Kasha Taisvis asks on Rashi. What is Pshat in Rashi? So from the Ritve, the Taisvis Rit, what happens is given, that the Emerson Rashi is saying as follows. Let me just tell you the Loshen of the Taisvis, of the Ritve. Shelokhu kineyem be'erev mamish. When the kinim were purchased, you've mixed up money, and it is purchased, so it was purchased be'erev. That means it wasn't mevur, b'shas the purchase, which one will be rochels and which one will be leis. Avol hisnu be'nehem mitchil, but they made up, Shiloitiske achas mehem bishum kam ba'olam. They made up between themselves that the while we, none of us, we don't want to be zoiche in a kan mefuret, in a oif mefuret. We're not, this chalois kinyan should not be chal yet. Ad sheyevarer oisam akoyim. That means, let us elaborate a little bit. It would seem that the money that was given was hukdish for mechusa kapore. When the money is given over to the meicha ha'oifis, so the kedusha and the oifis becomes nitvas, this kedusha and the oifis, so the oifis now have a din mechusari kapore. These oifis will be used for kolbonis for mechusari kapore. And as we will see soon, which oif will be used for which kapore wasn't decided yet. We'll see that will be decided later by the Kohen. That we have a posik, that the Kohen can decide which one should be the Oila and which one should be the Chatos. But something else was also not decided. It wasn't as yet decided which oif will be Meratzeh for which person. The whole Chalois Kinyan was only that these oifis, money was given for four oifis, and these oifis are oimid to be kabonis for mechusari kapore, for which person it should be meratze, it was not decided yet. So if it wasn't decided yet, it wasn't nikves noch gonish mit gonish. That's what the Ritva says. The Kohen is going to decide for which person, which Kolben should help. And when the Kohen will decide that is Kaiveya, that this Kolben should be for Rochel, Mikan ve'eilech tochel z'chusam ba'oisoi kan shebiraron ha'koyim. So then it'll become mevura d'schus. Ve'koydem ha'krove nisbara kine shel kol achas v'achas. U'mi'oisa z'ochso b'kan shelo. So Emerson, the Gemara said, there's a yesod that the Shagas Ari is mechadish, and the Rishash do, the Rishash ha'maisa sheni is ma'ire, and others are ma'ire, that in Emerson, the Chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh is Mavua Barishainim, and Locheret Mavua and this Ritva also. The Shagas Aryeh says, Amoyre Dike Chiddush, that the whole Chesoron of Breire is, when is there a problem of Breire, if I'm making a Chalois Kinyan now, and now it is not Mavua, let's say by the case of Shnei Lugim Shani Osid Lahafrish. So here, the person has a problem. He wants to that now it should be chal kedushas truma because he wants to drink the yain in Shabbos. He doesn't have any kalim. So he says, and the two lugim, that tomorrow I'll be mafresh, today should become truma. So I want that today it should become truma. On which one? The one that will be nizbarer tomorrow, that I want that should be chal today. So I'm making on a chalois, on something which is dependent and I see this to be mevara on what I made the chalois. That is a chesorah and breyer. But if the chalois is made, that when it will be nizbarer, then it will be chal, there's no chesorah and breyer. So here, this is what the Ritva is saying. The Ritva is saying, and that's why he's stressing it, that means if someone al kolchach became a bailim now, and now we have a problem, who became the bailim? That means Rochel became a bailim on one oif, Reu became a bailim on another oif. And they gave the money, automatically they became bailim. So Mamela, now we have a problem, which oif is Rochel's? So now we have problems. How will become this barer to the Kohen's decision that this oif became, the white oif became became Rochel's b'shas kinyan? That's totally in Breire, because it became Rochel's then, and then we didn't have this birur and asidis of Yehuda in Breire, it cannot work. So the Gemara says, is no andoshim beinayim. They made up, they forget, we don't want it, it's not ours yet. The vial, it has kedushas hakolbon. This will be used, it will be used for our kolbonis. The Ritz will be for me or for you. Which Eif will be Miratze for me? Which Eif will be Miratze for you? The while now it's not decided. None of us have a schus prati in the Eif. And this will be decided when the Kohen decides. So this prat, this nekuda is chal when the Kohen decides. So there's no chason of Breire. And this is mevur in the Loshen of Rashi, because Rashi says, Shekol mi sheyakriv haKohen lishmo, yehei shelo. It will become ours. Not it's mevuro that it was hers. It will become hers then. So the whole chalois is totally, the whole chalois, bailos is chal when the Kohen decides. So there's no chesorim abreir. Frek de gemore. So mamela, we answered the kash already. Shehisnu. So what's the chiddush? That means that they made the kinyan b'shutves was that kol zman the kohen doesn't decide. There's no bailim miyuchodim on any oif. It is not miyuchid for the ritzu of any of these noshim. And that when the kohen will decide, then it'll become miyuchid for the ritzu of each ishe. So what's the chiddush? Yochi ma'ala meimer, kibin de bedas koyin tolin, the koyin says, so what's the chiddush? And for the Gemara, this is all Rashi's girsa, kamash milon kidarav chizda. The omar rav chizda in akinim mispar shois elo I belekichas bailim I ba'asiyas koyin. Zot Rashi. Kamash milon kidarav chizda. Even though each kan, they purchased pairs, that means two pairs were purchased together. So good, it was not decided b'shas tekinyan which pair will be miyuchit for Rochel's ritzui and which pair will be miyuchit for Leah's ritzui. But al koponim, since they were purchased as pairs, so we would assume that each one is a pair and oila nachatos. Al kol chay mikol kan soich lasis chatas voilov. Lo yochol lasis midikan ha echot from one pair shtei oilis lishtei anoshim imikan hasheni beis chatois. The lava daiti the hochi yovinu. This was not given to him. That means it was given pairs. So the pairs is that each one has an oil and a chatas. Kamash melo. Kimen deloi akveinu behedye bishas lekiche. Since Bishas, when this was purchased, when the money was given, it was not nikba then, prey da zu chatas or prey da zu oila. That means the kedusha that was chal then was only, this should be good for mechusa kapore, but we were not koiveya then, how the kapara will come about, which will be the chatas and which will be the oila. Afilu kavum la'achel lekiche. Even later, they'll decide that this one should be the chatas and this one should be the oila. Yochol koyim lasis kamo sheyotze. The koyim can do what he decides. And that, the Gemara brings a drosh of Rav Chisde. Ein hakinim shel kol mechusori kapore misparshes. Eize oila veize chatos. The biru, which oif is meyuchet for a chatos, which oif is meyuchet for an oila, elo. There's only two zmanim. Ibel kichas bailem. Sha'omru b'shas lekiche. They said b'shas lekiche. Zu ani loikeyach loila. They had money that was hugdish for mechusa kapore, and they said when they gave the money, so this one I want it should be nitfas for the oila of the mechusa kapore, bezulachatos. So if they said this b'shas lekiche, so when the kedusha is chal on the oif, so it is chal a kedushas oila and a kedushas chatos, since they specified b'shas, the when the mois is nischalal on the oif, so they specified that in this one should be chal kedushas chatos. Oy basiyas koin. But if it wasn't specified then, avolim lokrum stam, if it was purchased stam, that this should have Kedushas Kolbin for Mechusar Kapore, but it was not, they did not specify which Kolbin. Later they said, I decide that this should be a chatos. Ein Hashem chal aleim. V'yochel ha-koyin l'shanois, and the koyin can decide which one should be the oil and which one should be the chatos. Ukrodor ishrav hizde b'say the human. This is not a svara, this is a posik. What does it say in the posik? The posik, there's two psukim. One posik says, V'lokcho shtei soirim oishnei b'nei yoino echad li oilo v'echad l'chatos. So here it says, b'shas l'kiche, you can decide which one is the oilo, which one is the chatos. V'chsiv gabi koyin, v'osa ha-koyin eso echad chatos v'echad oilo. The koyin is the one that makes that this should be the chatos and this should be the oilo. Alma ein shem oilo v'chatos chal aleihem, so the way Rashi learns our Gemara, so the Gemara tells us here it is speaking about Hisnu, and the problem was that without Breire, the Gemara held that Bishas Kinyan, one of the Kanim became Rochel, so one became Leis. And without Breire, we can never know which one was Rochel's and which one was Leis. And there's a problem of Shaloi L'Shem Bailim. Maybe he's taking Leis and he's Makir L'Shem Rochel. So the Gemara said, no, that Bishas, there was Hisnu, that Bishas, Kinyan, that it doesn't belong to any of them. The decision which Khan should be for Rochel and which Khan should be for Leis was put on hold. And this will be decided on Yedei HaKoyim. And this is that. So since this chelik was not decided yet, there was no one had any bailus yet whatsoever. So when the coin decides, and then it's chas, this is no shaykhis at all with Breire. And the ike chiddish of Rabbi Yossi is gor anandere chiddish. This is hisnus dachadava poshet. This could work all over. Now the ike chiddish is that the bailus to decide by a kan stume if it wasn't nisparish bishas lekiche, which should be a noila, which should be a chatos. So if it wasn't nisbarer bishas lekiche, so this is biyode shalakoyin to be mevara, which should be the oila, which should be the chatos. Let us see Taisvis. Vasanya Rabbi Yosi Oimer, have a motzi lishnuyez at Taisvis the Hosam betoila bedas acherim. Taisus had brought down that there are Meiroim that hold that Toila B'das Acherim, Rabbi Yossi does hold Breire. So Memele, by them it's Toila B'das Koyin, that Yod Yesh Breire. Shnei Lugim Shani Osid Lahafrish, it's Toli in himself, and Yod Ein Breire. La'eze Sheyirtze Koyin, Perish Bekuntres, Alme Isle Breire. So you see that Rabbi Yossi holds Breire. The Iles Lei Breire, Ikol Meima, Chates Shehikriv, when the Koyin was Makriv the Chates, Loi Shelohoya, he was not Makriv Rochel's Chates, Ela Lechavoto. He was Makriv Leis, if it wasn't his Barra, if you hold him Breire, so it could be, he's taking now Leis Chates, and he's being Makriv it for Rochel. V'kolben ha'korev b'shini b'aylim posel. V'ein nire lahasar. So the sar mikutzi is chilek and Rashi. The amuchach b'reish zvochim. The stoma l'shmokoi. Why do you? If the whole problem is of shaloi l'shem b'aylim, you don't have to think of anything. Faker. I'm being makrevit for the bailim. This is leis, so it's for leis. Ich darf bestracht. You don't have to think anything. Stomolish mokoi. Im kein beloi breire, efshelakel voi bestab. So what is the problem? That's the sar mikutzis kasha on Rashi. The Taisus HaRosh says a moiradike teretz, the fa'em for Rashi, and he says as follows. The Taisus HaRosh says, the Rashi Svirulei, the Stome Mahani, there's an Inyan, the kind doesn't have to think anything. This is Rochel's Korban, Es schert sich von Rochel, der Goyen darf trachten, Rochel, was Jakob, sicher, es Rochels Korben, es schert sich von Rochel. So he says, you know when this helps Tome, rak be mokim de kvar nikro shem bailem ala korb. If it was once, do you once nizbar, that this is Rochel's korb, oz amrinon da ha koin yakriven bestam, so the koin can be married, the koin doesn't have to think anything, since this is Rochel's korb, shecht sich va Rochel, you don't have to think anything. Bein tzorich levarer bailov, el me meile. Kolechet korev l'shem abaylem. If this is Rochel's kolb, shechtzich l'shem Rochel. This is achato, shechtzich l'shem chatos. Don't think I'm shechting it l'shem chatos. Stomel l'shmo. Avol hei cheder loy nikro shem baylem ala zevach. Look, the Tosfos HaRosh. But here you have a merdike problem. Here you have a problem that v'shas the kolbonis were purchased. So Memela was purchased b'shutfis. So b'shas ma'ise, it was never nizbara that this is Rochel Zoyf. That means even though if you'll hold ein breire, so pshat is there is a Rochel Zoyf, there's a Leyes Zoyf, and we don't know which is Rochel's and which is Leyes. Aber al kolponim, der da loch is a koyin tzorech levarer zvichosoi l'shem ployni. Yev sheliye zeb loy breire. So forget, that is the Gemara's kashe. That pshat is, if it was never nizbarer, that this is Rochel Zoyf, it's tamazoy, there's a Rochel Zoyf and a Leyes Zoyf floating around, but never was nizbarer, then da loch is the koyin has to specify. It can't be Samazai for Rochel. He has to specify that this is for Rochel in order to that it should be Nikrav L'Shem Bailim. So Memele, so here, if you hold Yesh Breire, so it'll work that way. If you hold Ein Breire, it won't work that way. That's how the Tosfos HaRosh for Emphas Rash. V'nire, so the Sar Mikutzi wants to say a different shot. The Muchach, the Yein Breire, if you say ein breire, the problem is different. There's two problems here involved. There's one problem, which one belongs to Rochel and which one belongs to Leah. So that, he said, that's not, shini bailam, there's no problem. Rochel's v'nikra v'el l'shem Rochel, and Leah's v'nikra v'el l'shem Leah. But he says there's a different problem. There's different oifane hakrova over here. An oila is lamato, achatos is, they're different mekaimis. They're different mekaimis of hakrova. That means he has an oila and achatos. And could be he is taking, if you don't hold breire, so it could be v'nir demuch diyein breiri kolamei mekol kan rochel hikriv lemailo v'chol kan leya hikriv lemato. Could be that is what happened. V'hikriv oilo lemato. Could be he was makriv the oilo lemato, and the oilo has to be lemailo v'chatos lemailo, and the chatos had to be lemato. So Memele, that is the problem. Since there is no chesoret, since if you hold ein breire, so that means like this, if they'd all be in the same mokim, so the Samikutsi said, there also wouldn't be any problem. Whatever this is, if it's a chatas, a makel of a shem chatas, it's oila, l'shem oila. But here it is not sufficient that he's makel l'shem chatas, l'shem oila. There's different mekaimis where you have to be makrivit. So al kolchoch, the Gemara held in the Havamine, that the chatos and oilo are already nizbarer, already bishas kinyin, whatever the koyin will decide, that one became the chatos. So that is only good if you hold yesh breire. If you hold ein breire, it won't work. Shehisnu, perish akuntre shehisnu hanoshim, shekol sheyakriv lishmo yehei shalom. Whatever the Kohen decides to be makri for this one will become hers. V'kosha lepirushay dahaynu breire gbure shetayla bedas ha-Kohen shayse sheyase yizbarashus shalom. Tosfos did not like this pshat that we said that till the birur ha-Kohen it has a kedushas mechusar kapore, but without any birur, who it's going to be meratzah for. And this birur is chal at a later zman when the kohen decides. Tosfos held that who it's going to help for, this has to be decided b'shas maisa. So if you say that the kohen is going to decide, so that's breira. So what did you fam for? Whatever he decides, this will be for Rachel, will be hers. Taisus did not like the pshat we had mentioned b'shem haritveh. So the Ri says as follows. Kshehisnu hanoshim b'shas l'kiche Ze yiye sheli v'ze yiye shelach. Hisnu means that Taisus says it's a very interesting pshat. Shtei noshim shelokhu eskineihem be'erov. So Taisus learns pshat as follows. Befrat we see there's a yesodistike hashkofe between the Balei Taisus and Rashi. Rashi was a stickler to the Loshon HaGemore. And Taisvis held, if in Lomdis, Taf Mazung Fakert, so you don't have to be so medayik from the Loshon HaGemara. Taisvis learns Pshat as follows. That the money was mixed up. That means, let's say there were $40 needed to buy 4 oifis. So the $40 was mixed up. I don't know which is Rochel's, which is Leah. It was $40 was mixed up. But they came over, when they came to purchase the oifis, they said over here, they gave over the money, they said, listen, they're $20 of Rochel's, the $20 of Leah, which is the $20 of Leah. You're getting $20 of Rochel. So we want that the $20 of Rochel should be nitfis on these two oifis. We took two oifis, these should be for Rochel. The $20 of Leah, wherever it is, there should be nitfis on these two oifis. So Bishas the Kinyan, it was nisbarer that these two oifis are Rochel, and these two oifis belong to Leah. So what is pshat, what got mixed up? In the purchase, there was no mixing anymore. In the purchase, we knew klar that this is Rochel's two oifis, and this is Leah, these are Leah's two oifis. The money got mixed up. Before they gave it, the money got mixed up, which is loimala loimayrit, because Yen is receiving $20 of Rochel, so he doesn't have to know which serial number it is in order. He's getting $20 of Rochel, so he said, listen, $20 of Rochel should be kind of these two, he's getting $20, should be kind of these two oifis. So according to Taisvis, Shalokru eskineyem be'eruv, according to Taisvis, not they purchased it, not the lekiche was be'eruv b'shutvis. The lekiche wasn't b'shutvis. The lekiche was mevurur already. The money was eiskemish. But the lekiche, the etzav lekiche, the transaction, there was no eruv in the transaction. So Taisus learns, in Hanami, this means the Gemara, Shalakru eskineyem be'eruv means they purchased with money that was mevurur. But the etzav lekiche was hakenat be'eruv. That's what Taisus says pshat. The nira lari leforish shehisnu anoshim b'shas lekicha zeh yiyeh sheli v'zeh yiyeh shelach. That's when they themselves purchased it. V'chaim v'nosnu demei kineim lekoyin beirev, when they gave the mixed up money to the koyin. And the sonim lemoicha upirish, so the koyin said b'shas lekicha kan zeh lezu v'kan zeh lezu v'nimtza sheloi nisarvu akinim. The kinim never became ma'urev. Ela mois, only the mois was morif, but b'shas the chalais kinyan, it was nisbara, these two wives are rochels and these two wives are leis. Uporich, yochi maile memre, the kivin shloi nisarvu hakinim, there's no erev in the kinyan whatsoever, pshita disharye. Now, this is a whole new girs in the Gemara. A mishani, ma'o de teime de nigzer hisnu, oto loi hisnu. So he says, listen, they have mixed up money. What would be if they wouldn't be masnim? That these two should be Rochels and these two should be Leah. So then they'd be in hot water. Because then with mixed up money, you're going to end up with a mixed up oifis, and then you need Breire. So mao de teime nigzer and hisnu oto loy hisnu. The kivin shenaisnim hadomim beiruv. יקרו גם כן הקינם בעירו, ואוז יאפשר בלוי ברירה. That means this was a case, but gechapt, reingechapt, that even though the money is more, but we made a b'shas tachalois kinyin, it should be bebiru, not be'eru. K'mash melon d'loi gazrinon. Period. So that's a whole new gears which we don't have. Hosum chis no yachi maile meimre. K'mash melon d'loi gazrinon hisnu oto loi hisnu. That's one shtikteya that Taisus added it. Now Taisus adds above. Uchi de rav chiste. And it's telling us another chiddish, rav chiste's chiddish. Uch de rav chiste garsino. Peirish. K'mash melon nami ki de rav chiste. A second thing. That the koyin is the bailam to decide which oif should be a chatas and which oif should be a noila. Utalti k'mash melon. In this mission is telling us two chiddushim. Where do you see two chedushim in one mishnah? Because it's it mentions two inyonim. Midenokat shtei noshim. Since it speaks about two women, loynokat beisha achas. Mashmados lashmin and loy gazrinim histu otoloy histu. By shtei noshim, you have a problem. Like if you have two noshim, so by loy histu you'd have a problem. You'd have a problem, the way Taisa said before. So maybe you'll be makriv. Maybe you'll be makriv the chatos and the oila for one. You'll be makriv lemaila. You won't know which is the chatos, which is the oila. If it's doesn't want to tell us Rav Chizde's chiddush also, if the whole chiddush is that there was no Erev in the Bailis, and you're not Geyser, Hisnu, Otto, Loi, Hisnu, some Emele, she don't have to say about the Oil on the Chatas, Yaakov, Shalei, Lelev, Shalochel, Lerochel. So the Tan is telling us a double Chiddush, that by two Noshim there's also no problem, and also the Koyin is the Bailim to decide which will be the Oil and which will be the Chatas. Zog de Gemara weiter. Vakati sova Rabbi Yossi ein Breire. How can you tell me Rabbi Yossi holds ein Breire vasanya? We learned in a Bereise. Am ha-oretz she'om ha-lechova. And Am ha-oretz told ha-chova. Kach li aguda achas shel yerek. Oy gluska achas. This chova was going to purchase an aguda of Yerokes, or I was going to purchase a gluske, a cake. So he told me, you know what, buy one for me also. Now this chava went, and so he bought two, one for himself, and one for the Am Ha'aretz. Who did he purchase it from? He purchased it from an Am Ha'aretz. Then he goes, so now he has two gluskois. Now both of them are demai, because he purchased it from Am Ha'aretz. So now he goes and gives one to the Am Ha'aretz who made him a shliach, and he keeps one. So now the problem is as follows. If we will assume that the one he gave to the Am Ha'aretz was the one that was purchased for the Am Ha'aretz, that is totally in Breira. We'll say Yesh Breira. That means, Bishas, he purchased two gluskois. He didn't speak about Bishas Maisa, which one is for me and which one is for the Am Ha'aretz. And if we'll say later, he gives one to the Am Ha'aretz, and I assume that the one he decides later to give to the Am Ha'aretz, that is the one that was purchased for the Am Ha'aretz, so that's totally in Breira. But if you hold Ein Breira, if you hold Ein Breira, then we have to be afraid of the following. So it could very well be that the one he's giving now to the Am Ha'aretz is really his. That means this was really purchased for him. And now he's giving this one to the Am Ha'aretz. Now there's a problem. If a person possesses Demai, which this Chova now possesses, he is not permitted to sell Demai to an Am Ha'aretz, realizing that Am Ha'aretz will most probably not be mafresh. So that is the Gemara's kasha. Let us see Nachamol. Am ha'oretz shomal l'chova. Am ha'oretz told the chova, kach li aguda achas shal yereko gluska achas. Purchase for me an aguda of yereko one gluska. Einei tzorich la'aser, he does not have to be ma'aser, the gluske or the aguda he gives to the am ha'oretz. And we can assume that the one that is given to the am ha'oretz, this was purchased for the am ha'oretz. So he's not giving him his own gluske, this was purchased for the am ha'oretz. Tzibei Rav Yosi. V'chachomim oimrim, tzorich li'aser. The chomim say no, we hold ein breire. Who says the one he's giving now to the am ha'oretz was take purchased for the am ha'oretz? Could be it was purchased for himself. And now he's giving his own gluske to the am ha'oretz. So the halacha is, since this is an am ha'oretz, you're not permitted to sell him demai without being mafrish maisus. Let us see Rashi. Am ha'oretz sha'omar l'chova. Sha'hoya chova hoylech l'shuk. Likach loy yerek la'atzmai. The chover wanted to buy yerek for himself. Omalei am ha'oretz, kach li agudas yerek. Purchase for me an agudas yerek. Ein tzorech chover la'asel d'mai me'oisei shenoisel amot. So that what he goes and gives to the am ha'oretz, it doesn't have to be mafrish d'mai. Af al pi shelokach shaloi v'shel am ha'oretz tam. When he purchased it, he did not specify this is for me and this is for the am ha'oretz. V'loi pirish kshekonom ze li v'ze la'am ha'oretz. He did not perish as this is for me and this is for the am ha'oretz. V'hu me'am ha'oretz lokom, and he purchased it from an am ha'oretz. So that means we're sure that he purchased the mic. And when Shasi bought it, he did not say that this is for the am ha'oretz. If he said this is for the am ha'oretz, so Mamelis is only a vehicle to get the mai from am ha'oretz to an am ha'oretz, then there wouldn't be a problem. But he did not say that. Is yesh breire? We say yesh breire. Kshenois neil am ha'oretz, shezu litzer chayloikha. We say, b'shas he purchased it. Now it's not mevura which one was purchased for the am ha'oretz. But later when he'll decide which one to give to the am ha'oretz, so we'll say this one was purchased for the am ha'oretz. It's not considered that the chover is selling him his own gluske, no, he's giving him the gluske that was purchased for him. That is if you hold yesh breire. If you hold ein breire, so then it could be that this was purchased for the chover. Now he's taking his the mai, and he's giving it to the amoritz, selling it to the amoritz. The chover ain't a reshelim kol amoritz davar sheni mesukin. A chover is not permitted to sell an amoritz davar sheni mesukin. It's considered he's selling him his own. So mameila we see here Rabbi Yosi holds yesh breire. So it's a gemara epoch. Eimer Rabbi Yosi epoch. So that what that Rabbi Yosi says tzorich lase, and the chover say ain't tzorich lase. Toshima, bringt die Gemara noch aber reise. Ha'oimer, if a person says, Meiser sheyesh li bebeisi, mechulol al sela shetale biyodi minakis. That means as follows. He had Meiser sheyni in his house, which he wants to eat now. Ninad latid Meiser sheyni chusil rishalayim, so he'll be mechalol it an asela. The seller is mixed up with other sloim. So he says, the Maisa Sheini should now become Mechulu on the seller, which I later will take out of the kiss. Which seller is this? We'll find out later which seller this is. But the Maisa I'm making now the Chalois Chilu on a seller, which will later be Nisbara, which seller I made the Chalois Chilu on. Rabbi Yosi oimer mechulu. Rabbi Yosi says it's mechulu. Is that medach for Rabbi Yosi? That a person can make a chalois chilu on something that even though b'shas the chilu's not nizbara on what he's making the chilu on, it'll become nizbara later. Zok the Gemara epoch. Sefer Ker. Eimer Rabbi Yosi oimer loy chilu.
fragt die Gemore, um mei Choses, beavches tarti mikam echode. We have here two bereises that it says that Rabbi Yossi holds yes prayer. You have one bereise lekech yayin mi bein akusim, there we see Rabbi Yossi asses, Rabbi Yossi holds aim prayer. So my choses that you mahapach tarti mikam echode, eipa chode, mikam e tarti, let's see faker. Begeres, Rabbi Yossi holds that you could be Rabbi Yossi holds a lekech yayin mi bein akusim, you could say shnei lukin shnei yossi lafrish. So the Gemara no. Ho vadai ipchetanya. This one, zicher, Rabbi Yossi holds ein breire. Why? The Ktoni Seife, it says in the Seife, umoide Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi is moide, ba'oimer meiser, shei, Rabbi Yossi is moide, Ba'imer, meiser, shi'eshli, b'seich b'eisi, yei mechulol al selach hadoshe shetala b'yodi. If he said that I have meiser, and the meiser should be mechulol on the new selah, shetala b'yodi minakish shechilo, then Rabbi Yossi is moide that the chilo will help. If he specified now that it should be neschalo on the new selah, like the Gemara, midekama hocha shechilul. Here he is moide that the chilul helps. Bechlal dahosam loichilul. So by this in the reishi, he held loichilul. So kochach, you have to say that here Rabbi Yossi holds ein breire. So the mele, we have two against one. Frag the Gemara, hai selach hadoshe hechidomi. Now, the sefer that says Rabbi Yossi is moide, there's a selah chadosh, and he said it should be meschalo on the selah chadosh, shetala biyodi, then it helps. Idi ketarti tlas, if there's the whole kiss, and there's two or three selah chadoshes, so zvaita di yesh breire. So which selah chadosh will it be chalam? The one shetala biyodi is hainu kamaisa, so what is the difference? If you have a choice of 20 sloim or 3 sloim, but you still need breire. Elo delek elochodo. It's speaking about there's one selah chadosh in the kiss. So he says that it should be neschalo on this selah, on the selah chadosh that's in the kiss. So you don't need breire since it is mevura that there's only one selah chadosh. So memele, so then it's not totally in breire, so then Rabbi Yossi is moide that it's mechulu. Frag the Gemara, if there's one sela mai tale, so watch it, sela chadosha shetale, if there's more than one, so it's very good tale, he says. One of the three new ones that'll come out, I want it to the chilu should be chal, but then that's totally in breire. And the Gemara, I did it, toni rei shetale, ton the seif in nami tale. Enechanami tala, there's only one selah chadosha there, so the loshen tala is lav davki. Zot Rashi, Rabbi Yossi oimer chilu, vechisolik selah biyodei, when he picks up a selah, emrinen yesh breire, sheze shechilu maisa sheini aleo, that this is the one, but it was mechalo maisa sheini aleo, di ein breire, if you hold ein breire, because it wasn't mevur b'shas tachilu, and what was nitvas tachilu? El amrino on the high cell of the salke b'yodei hashtel, I have it daitei lahachlis. The one he picks up now, that wasn't the one he wanted to be mechalul the maisushenian. B'shtakech, because I'm a mele, so it comes out, it's not mevur, he made a chalois chilu on a cell of sheine mevur. So if you hold ein breire, it wouldn't help. So the Moses Apech. Like the Moses Apech is tarti agude vechilo mikam echod yayim ibein akusim. So the Moses, now this is here after me mechalik, the Tani Seife, memachlif. The Tani Seife, the hachilo selach hadosh, bein sham elohi, lakam en porich maitale. Shechilo, the kivin, the ein sham elach hadosh elohi, Minkere milsas, that's not totally in breire. Frank the Gemara idi, ketarti et los chadoshes, if it's a two or three chadoshes, heine kamaise. Ba mai chilo. So Memele, so the Gemara said there's only one, and the Lashon Tala is Lav Davke. Zaktais v'setaptais el de leke alachod. Kamashman, so what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yaisi? Rabbi Yaisi is Maide, there's only one Selach Hadoshe. And he said that the Maishishen should be in the Schala on this Selach Hadoshe is good. There's the Fashtaitzer. What is the Chiddush of Rabbi Yaisi? Kamashman v'le gazrin and otu heichadike tarti eitlas. That's the Chiddush. That a person thinks Selach Hadoshe, if there's two Selach Hadoshe, think it's also good. And then it's like a no-good, then it's totally in Breire. So it's Kamash Malon, they won't go. Omalei Rove le Rav Nachman. Rove asked Rav Nachman a Shaila. Man hai Tane. Who is the Tane? Ta afilu bidarabonon les le Breire. Afilu midarabonon. You also say Ein Breire. The Sanya, we learned about Reis. Where do you see a Tana that holds me the Rabbonon Ein Breire? Omale Chamisha, a person told five people, Hareini Ma'arev al Ezim Mikem She'erz. I'm making an Erev Tchumim for one of you, whichever one I want. Ratzisi, so the one that I want to make an Erev for, Yelech, will be able to go Chutz L'Tchum because I made an Erev for him. Loi rotzisi, the one I won't want, loi yelech. And I'm going to decide later, I'm putting down an eret, and I'm going to decide later for who I want to be ma'ar. Shteit azoi, rotzo mi ba'oid yoim, if he had decided, mi ba'oid yoim, that I want that the eret should be koine for this person, eruve eret. Ishach ha'sheicho, ein eruve eret. But if he decided later, that when there was night of it, he decided the Erev should help for this person. And since that an Erev has to be kind of Bein HaShemoshes, and Bein HaShemoshes it wasn't Mevura for who the Erev was supposed to be kind of for, so it will not help. Ein Eruv Erev. So we see, even though Erev Tchumim is only at the Rabbonim, Afal Pikein, we see that this Tana holds, that you say, Ein Breire, Afilu Bemidi de Rabbonim. So Rove asked Rav Nachman, could you tell me the name of this Tana? That means like this. We see there's a Baraisa that says like this, but who is he? Ishtik v'lei omalei v'lei midi. He didn't know. He brought me a Baraisa. I see there's such a Tana, but exactly who he is, I should pinpoint him. V'lei omalei v'lei midi. Frek the Gemara, you're looking for a Tana that doesn't hold Breire midarabonon. The lay malay tone the way ayayu. We started off the sugya. Ayay brought on a memory from Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold breira by eruvit chumim, which is other rabbono. So you see klar that there is such a tana. Why shmiyalei? He didn't know about ayay's memory. So memele. So Rav Nachman did not know who this tana is. Rav Yosef Omar Tanoi Shaklis Ma'alme. All the Tanoim were taken away from the world. You don't know where to find a Tana that holds Ein Breire Midarabonon. I'll find you on the Machloikis. Who this Machloikis is between. The Sanya. Hareini Ma'arev L'Shabosois Shel Kol Ashon. A person went and put down an Erev Tchumim that this could potentially help for each Shabbos. But, he said as follows, Ratzisi, if I'll want each specific Shabbos to be Koine Shvisa, where I put down the Erev, Eilech. Loi Ratzisi, if that Shabbos I won't want, Loi Eilech. So then I'll have, my Shvisa will be Bebesi. So he made an Erev Tchumim for the whole year, but in each Shabbos, if Taki, this Erev will function or won't function, it depends, what will decide then that Shabbos. Rotzo mi ba'oid yoim, if mi ba'oid yoim of that Shabbos, he decided, Erev Shabbos, he decided that what I want to be Koinish Visa with this Erev, Eruv Erev. Mishach HaSheicha, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Eruv Erev. So the vial, what do we see? We see it as a machloikis the Chachomim and Rab Shimon. So the Chachomim, the Bar Plukte of Rab Shimon, they hold Ein Breire Afilo by Amidi the Rabbon. That was Rabbi Yosef's, Rabbi Yosef found the Tana. We'll see the Rishonim learn, but Rabbi Yosef continued. But this Baraisa, this is still a member of Rabbi Yosef. Vaho Shaminam le Rab Shimon the less lay Breire. So I brought this Baraisa, but Rabbi Yosef continues, but it's a schwere Baraisa. How could Rab Shimon hold Yesh Breire? We see that Rab Shimon said by Lekech, Yain mi bein akusim, Rab Shimon is the one of the Oisrim. So Rab Shimon holds Ein Breire, Vashamina Rab Shimon the less lay Breire. Kashe de Rab Shimon ad Rab Shimon. So b'zeh is doch schwer. Astira Rab Shimon. Elo eipach. So me meilo, so you have to say that Rab Shimon holds Ein Breire. This is all the memory of Rab Yosef. So Rab Yosef is speaking it out. You can't accept the Breire kipshutoi the way it is because under the astira Rab Shimon. So you have to say eipach. So I found for you the Tana. You asked, what is the name of the Tana that holds Ein Breira Filo Bemidi de Rabbonon? I'll tell you who he is. He's Rab Shimon. This is Rab Shimon holds Ein Breira. This is the end of Rab Yosef's memory. Look the Gemara weiter. My kasha. So the Gemara after Rab Yosef said this whole shtick teire, so the Gemara asks, what's your whole kasha? Dilme ki leslai, this whole kasha that you made, ki leslai Rab Shimon Breire, but the Araisa. Alekeach yayim mi bein akusim, is there speaking about a shayla of the Araisa? The kusim achoshud, that they're not mafrish, trumis and maisre, so the shayla of the Araisa, so by the Araisa, Rab Shimon holds Ein Breire. Alva but Rabbono nislai. So Memela, so what is this whole shtick teiri said in the middle? Say it's no kasha. After the Gemara, Kesava Rav Yosef man de islay breire loishna b'diraisa loishna b'darabonon islay, or man de leslay breire loishna b'diraisa v'loishna b'darabonon leslay. So the Gemara says Rav Yosef did not differentiate between a daraisa and a darabon. Rav Yosef did not differentiate between the Reis and the Rabbonon. So therefore, if you see Rav Shimon holds mid the Reis and Breira, who are then mid the Rabbonon? Let me just speak out. The Taisus HaRosh, we have a Taisus over here which is a little unclear, but the Taisus HaRosh explains a little clearer what Taisus wants to say. There's a little modna over here. The Gemara says Rav Yosef holds that whoever holds Ein Breira min HaTeire, he holds Ein Breira mid the Rabbonon. So let's go back to the original problem. Rava asked, where is there a Tana that holds Midarabonon Ein Breire? He found a Baraisa that says Midarabonon Ein Breire. Who is he? Tell me who he is. Who's the Tana? So Rav Yosef, he should have popped up and said, you know who he is? I'll show you. All these Tanoim who hold Ein Breire, Rav Yude, Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon, they all hold Ein Breire. And I'm telling you that the one that holds Min HaTeire Ein Breire, holds Min HaRabbonon Ein Breire. So these are the names. Finished. Why didn't he tell this to Rav? Because the Teretz is, Rav didn't hold a Hishtik Teire. That was the Kasha, yes. I don't understand your Kasha. But the Reise, they hold Ein Breire. It could be the one that holds Yesh Breire. So Memele, Rav Yosef knew, he's going to tell him, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon, these names were worthless to Rav, because Rav said, what are you telling me? That's talking about the Reis, I'm asking me the Rabbonon. So he knew, he can't tell this to Rav. So therefore, he had to go and bring a Reis. He found a new Reis. So now, if he found a new Reis, So according to Rava, he should have kept quiet. So he said, look, you wanted to know a Baraisa? I found a Baraisa. Rav Shimon holds Yesh Breire, and the Chachamim hold Ein Breire. So this is, you know who it is? It's the Baal Plukta de Rav Shimon. Go look up in the history books who are the Chalkim and Rav Shimon. This is the Tana that holds Ein Breire. So that's what he really should have done. But Rabbi Yosef had the midas emes in himself also to tell something that will satisfy Rav. That's right. I'll tell him that the batlukti that Rav Shimon holds ain't breira. But I couldn't tell him that because I really hold Rav Shimon holds ain't breira. So here he came out with the whole truth. So according to himself, this whole thing was not necessary. According to Rav, he should have kept quiet and told him the batlukti of the chachamim. But Al Kaponim, the combination of both, he had it state his opinion also. So when he brought this Beraisa, he already said his opinion, but between you and me, I hold Rav Shimon holds Ein Breir. That's how the Gemara goes. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Man hai tane. The boy lameimed the last lay breire, afilu ba'erev, the midarabonano. This was Rav is kash. Shachasina. Leisamem shelze. Whoever I want. Ratzisi yelach. Le ratzisi lo yelach. Ratzim abay yoyim. Mishach shecheni eirem. Dil me bein ashmoshish lehavidayte lahai. Take the Gemara. What's the problem? Maybe it's tonet vei aye libe de Rabbi Yehuda de ba'erev nami kama ein breire. So Shmila, he didn't, wasn't aware of aye's memory. Mahanach tanoi de lael. That's why Rav Nachman had nothing but to say. So Rabbi Yosef said, Tanoi shokos ma'alma, you're missing Tanoi, ratzisi eilech le ratzisi le eilech. Ayemunach eruvi b'seif alpayim le'mizrach. The erev was in seif alpayim le'mizrach. B'mokim ha'mishtama. V'reihu meinichei sham achshov l'chol ha'shan. He's putting it away for a whole year, v'di kulo. Shabbos he yirtze. The Shabbos he wants to be kind of the erev yiknalei rubai. Ubishabbos he lo yirtze yiyakim neiroi. Vlo yiknalei erev lafsidei apayim ameshe b'mayrev. Eruvai erev v'yesh breire. The benesh moshis daite ochi habe. So then Rabbi Yosef asked v'ashemini l'Rabbi Shimon gabi yayin abomi b'ein akusin. So memele, so he said that this is, so he was, that was Eipa. Let us just see one taisvis. Man aitan vod rabbonon les leibreire. Avimotzi lemeimel ze taisvis. I have a tana by a rabbonon. Rabbi Yosi da agude shel yereki. Rabbi Yosi by the gude shel yerek. If you were aper, so he said that what? That you have to be meiser. Now, good, the shel yerek is only a meiser, the rabbonon, he da have the rabbonon. So, me mele, we see that Rabbi Yosi holds ein breire afilo by the rabbonon. The shemok, even the iker meiser min hatere, since the iker inyan of meiser min hatere, choshim like the reise, ke the barashti la el, kabi lakoit ta'enim mitainosi.